I'm Kate Remington, and I'm talking with cellist Ronald Thomas about the Chestnut Hill Concerts, a series of four concerts that begins this Friday evening, August 2nd, at the Cape in Old Saybrook, Connecticut. And the theme of this season of concerts is romantic masters and those they inspired. And Ron, boy, what a great topic for a series of concerts.
Well, we certainly have masters. And four of the greatest names of the Romantic era. But I think that some of the names of those they inspired might be new to some people.
Well, I was looking over the list, and to be honest, I have never heard of John Thompson and William Bennett, and yet I know Mendelssohn was a big fan of William Bennett, but maybe you could tell us a little bit more about them.
Well, Mendelssohn had a big career everywhere in Europe, partially because he was of means and could get around maybe a little bit more than some others. And he had a big career in Britain. And his influence actually was perhaps most profound on British composers of the time. They would flock to him whenever he went there, and he would spend some significant time there, and people would show him their compositions and get some opinions and some criticism and all of that. And Mr. Bennett and Mr. Thompson were both great fans of Mendelssohn, and these were both Englishmen who were influenced by Mendelssohn. The Bennett Sonata is remarkably influenced. I can't say similar to Mendelssohn because it isn't of that. He wasn't of that, maybe that much gift and talent and like that. But the writing is so recognizable as having been influenced by Mendelssohn that it's quite remarkable, including the fact that it involves piano writing, which is kind of all over the instrument, while the cello writing is just very much lyrical and not particularly flamboyant.
You can say that as a cellist, so
yes. I was glad to see it wasn't particularly flamboyant. I would have been.
Well, because you're going to be performing on all four of the concerts, which is a massive amount of repertoire to learn or relearn. So it must have been a big challenge to get that all up to speed.
Well, you know, I wasn't really thinking about that at the time, and now that it's here, that's pretty much what I'm spending all my time doing. And of course, the works that I know on these programs are works that I've played for my entire career and are so familiar that they don't pose any more of a challenge than the challenge of getting up there and actually performing them. But learning new old works is a very kind of funny process. It's not like learning new music, you know, where there are, new music as in 21st century or 20th century music, which we're doing all the time. But learning new, older music requires that you access something from what you use musically to play the well-known music, of course, and maybe even accessing something else, and you're being particularly free or imaginative or just romantic while learning something unfamiliar. So it's a kind of an interesting process.
Well, it sounds like it would be, and it's something that I hadn't really thought of, because, of course, if you're playing a new piece, you can always ask the composer what he or she wants, or you have other points of reference. But
well, there are so many points of reference, and often those that music is written with so many instructions that it's just very clear what to do. But contrary to that, some of these pieces have been played so infrequently that there isn't a tradition for them, even though they're 150 years old, for example. So, like I say, it's kind of an interesting process.
Yeah, it sounds like it. The opening concert on August 2nd features music of the Romantic era's power couple, Clara and Robert Schumann, and they were remarkable. Honestly, I mean, they were so evenly matched, and poor Clara had to keep the family going while Robert was institutionalized, and they're a very influential couple too.
In this case, the opening works on the program were written by the preeminent violinist of the time, Josef Joachim, and he was also a friend of Brahms. But in this case, I chose to couple these two works with Robert Schumann's very well-known piano quartet and the Clara Schumann piano trio, which is not such an unknown work. It's not frequently performed, but it's not quite like some of the other works on this season, which are rarely, if ever, performed. And the Clara Schumann trio is a lovely work, kind of accentuating more of the song-like qualities of Robert's works without quite the complexity of rhythmic and harmonic goings on that his trios are made up of.
Well, I think it's so interesting that they were so well connected, and honestly, sometimes it seems like 19th century Leipzig was just this tiny village because everybody knew everybody else, and Brahms was in that mix. In fact, he would keep an eye on Clara's children while she was off touring, and then he brought Dvorak into the fold, and Dvorak's music is also on the series. And it just seems to me that it must have been a fascinating time to be part of what was going on musically.
Well, I think it is probably really unprecedented, and that's part of the point of this series is that we know the big names that were involved, but really the number of lives that were touched by these few people and not touched lightly, but really influenced is quite remarkable. And from what I know of, rather unprecedented. I think that, of course, Brahms' connection to Clara, much has been speculated about that. He was obviously had very strong feelings for her. And of course he was also Robert's close friend and student. And just to have those two in one place at the same time, it seems like they're some kind of universal
just like the stars all lining up, I think,
exactly.
To really create
just something really very special. And she, of course, was best known as a performer, as she concertized all over Europe and played both of their works, both Brahms and her husband Roberts.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've invited some musical friends back for this season, like violinist Jennifer Frouchy and pianist Mihai Lee, and that must be a fun experience too, reconnecting with people that you perform with year after year.
Well, I try to really mix it up in the summer, inviting people who've been playing with us for a long time, perhaps, and newer artists, or artists that just haven't been on our series before, people I know from other places but have not been on the series. And certainly in our opening concert, Aaron Keefe and Beth Gutterman and Anna Polonsky, and none of those people have played on this series. So it's a really nice time to mix it up and introduce new people and reintroduce old friends.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a wonderful series, and thank you so much for spending some time talking with us about it.
Well, it's my pleasure, of course. Thank you.